Okay, today's Daf Dalet of Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We're up to where the Gemara ended off. V'iboy Thema. Another answer about Ones, right? Not nothing to do with the officer. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with the general. Has to do with my machmas Ones, Kiditanya. What's the Ones? The Ones is somebody became an oval. What's going on? Haresh hayapito afui. Your bread was baking. V'tavcho tavuach. And your meat was cooking. V'yeno mazug. And your wine was diluting. It's a machlokes. All three conditions, only one of the three. Anyway, umeis aviv shal chasen o ima shal kala. And the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala die. So what do you do? Now, machnisin osa, machnisin es ameis lechader. You put the mace in another room, another location. You bring the chasen and the kala to the chuppah. Let's see the last Rashi on the page. Rashi says, Dafke nakat aviv shel chasen, but dafke the father of the chasen, not the mother of the chasen. What does the mother of the chasen do? The father of the chasen, shua torech b'tzorchei suda. He's busy with the suda. So therefore what? Therefore what? What if it would be the mother? It wouldn't be an oval. Right? V'ima shel kala, he hamachina la tachshitin. She gets the kala ready, the mother, not the father. Right? Lefikach im yaver hamoed, shuv ein machin lahen. No one else is going to be able to do it because the person died. So therefore, v'itiru lahem lachnes et ha-meis l'cheder, shelo yakbiruhu, don't bury the mace, rather, put him in the other room. The imkain, chala avelas ala avel, the avelas will kick in. When does avelas kick in? B'tzimas ha-golel, burial, let's call it like that. Kidil ha-kaman, like we're going to say later on, v'shuv lo yachal lachnes at yavar avelas. Then you can't get married till avelas is over.
Yes,
the week.
Not the month,
the week. Right? So what do? Put the mace somewhere else. Then what do? Then have the chuppah. Then, uboel. Let them have relations. Now, why do they have to have relations?
That finishes it.
Right. Oh, so some say because otherwise it's a chuppah that's not royal labiyah. And a chuppah that's not royal labiyah is no good. Others say, this is hard to say this, because one of the sheva brachas is at the wedding. The first sheva brachas is at the wedding. So he says, because sheva brachas can only kick in after you have consummation of the marriage, which is biyah. So maybe we hold it has to be yichud and royal labiyah, so they can do that.
It's not.
Right? Okay.
It's not.
What?
They're not having.
Right.
Most couples are.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's a machlokes whether an onein has the dinim of an avel. So an avel is not allowed to have tashra shemitah, but an onein is. So why not? Why should I not let them? Right? There's no reason not to let them. What about if you hold, some rishonim hold, that an onein has the same din as an avel, right? So then we have to give what Mati said. Either because otherwise it's not allowed to consummate the marriage, or the sheir brachas don't apply, so you have to have it done. It's an exception. Okay. Be'ilas mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah. Uporesh, then they have to separate. V'noeg shivas yimei hamishta, then they have sheva brachas, right?
The burial first.
No.
Actually said
the fine, so they bury him, fine. Then you have sheva brachas. For a week. Then you have avelus. How could Sheir Brachas, which is a Dinder Rabbanon, push off avelus, which according to almost everybody, at least the first day is a Daraisa? How could you do that? So there are three answers to this. Many Rishonim said that some Rishonim said that what you do is you push off the burial of one day. So the only time, so others say, how could you do that? How could you let the mace sit around? Right? By pushing off what do you do if you push it off for one day? Most hold, that the only time Avelis is the Oraisa on the first day is if it's the same day as Kavura. Someone passes away 6 o'clock in the morning, they bury him 11 o'clock in the morning, that day is a Oraisa. But if someone passes away 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll bury him till tomorrow, then it's Darabanan.
So if
it turns out like that, okay, what could you do? Sometimes you just can't get it together. But if you can get it together and you're purposely delaying it, to have the Sheir Brachas, how could you do that? So many reject that answer.
Yeah, but what's this? That means you're telling me the status of the Chosin and Kala for that week is only Darabanan?
No, Sheir Brachas is Darabanan.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The status of a week.
Correct. So we're going to push off Avelis, which is the Raisa for Darabanan? Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Some say, well, because you're going to push off the mace. So how can you push off the mace?
We do it all the time. What? Go back to the shofar again.
Exactly. That's going to be the third answer. The Rosh says, that's a good. The Rosh says that, no, that Simcha's Chasav Vakala is Daraisa. Where does it say that? Some bigger riot from Lavan. Some say the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which seems to say that there's something with a Chasin. It says, Yom Chas Naso, Yom Simchas Libo. Most give what Mati just said, because the Chacham have the power to push off a Daraisa, b'shev al tase. Don't do anything. Sit back and enjoy your Sheva Brachas. Don't bury the person, and you'll do it afterwards.
Right, but here they are burying him before, like after the chuppah, they bury him and then they have Sheva Brachas.
I understand. I understand, but we still pushed off. We push off, pushing off Avelis. Pushing off Avelis for a week.
No, very powerful.
Yes, very powerful. So now, yes, very unbelievable, very powerful. Now, what does all this come to? What is all this for? What do you see from all this? Now, we said there's an Ones. We allowed them to get married on Monday. What's the Ones? This is the Ones. You prepared all the food, everything's ready, and then someone died. All right, we'll do all this. Okay, there you go. Good? V'achaka, okay, I said that. V'chal osan hayamim, in all these days of Sheva Brachas, hu yashin bein anashim, v'hi yashin bein anashim, he sleeps with men and she sleeps, they can't be together. V'ein monin.
They're having Sheva Brachas.
What?
They're having Sheva Brachas.
Yeah, but they can't sleep together. They can't sleep together. They can have Sheva Brachas together, they can go to the store together, they can do that, they can go in the car together, they just can't sleep together.
What's the problem?
What?
What's the issue?
What's the issue?
Like, why after that? You can't, they're pushing everything else off. So why that are they not pushing?
Because at the end of the day, he's still an Aval. And Aval's still Aser and Tasha Shemitah.
Exactly.
So you're going to allow you to have the Sheva Brachas? So what's... Okay, so Sheva Brachas. So what are the... No one sings by Sheva Brachas. There's no dancing. Okay, so you say some Brachas. Brachas Chasam Vakal. That's really what it is. Brachas Chasam Vakal. Okay, so you can do that. That will push him at all. We'll allow you to do that. Do I have to have sleep together? No, we're not allowing that.
Right, but they mean literally with the men, or they have separate beds and not separate beds?
Right, it's a whole discussion what that means exactly. Anyway, the ain money and tachshit men akala kol shoshim yom, and she doesn't have to change her makeup. She's allowed to wear makeup. V'dafka aviv shal chasan, only the aviv shal chasan, o ima shal kala, or the mother of the kala, the leka inish tetarach lehu, where no one else can be busy with it. Aval ipchalo, but any other relative who died, we would not say any of this. Why? What would we say? Push off the wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Push off the wedding. So really, you need two conditions. Number one, all the food's ready. So we started off. All the food's ready. It's a big hefsid. And number two, we can't push off the wedding. Right? And how this comes out, Allah, you have to ask. It's a complicated story.
So the food is ready. It doesn't make a difference.
No, I don't think this changes.
What? Right. I don't know. What if the mother dies and not the supposed to the father?
No, I think we can wear both.
Right? Yeah.
So is the food a separate issue or the part of the same
It's a part of the same issue. It seems like it's part of the same issue. That's how we started. It seems that as a matter of fact, listen to this, keep listening. This is only true if you already watered the meat. But if you didn't water the meat, mizdabe, it's a seller. What's the big loss? Sell the meat. The Amarava Ubikrach, and in a city, even if you put the water on it, you can sell it. Why? A lot of people will buy that, so what? Maybe in the fancy place they won't.
It's still on eBay.
Yeah, go sell it. Amar of Papa Ubikfar, and in a little village, even if you didn't put meat, water on the meat, lo mizdabin. You don't sell it.
No one's gonna buy it.
No one's gonna buy it. So then what do we have to say? Rav Chista said, it's only talking about if you put the mayim on the buzzer. But if you didn't put the mayim on the buzzer, that doesn't count. But in this city, they won't take it with, and this city, they won't take it without. So who's he talking to? Right?
No,
making it even easier than that. How could Rav Chista's case ever happen? What did Rav Chista say?
Yeah, because he limited it so much that there's no.
It doesn't apply ever. So you have to find a city just right, the right size. Amr of Ashi can go in Mazda Machasya, like that kind of city. What? But someone says, Rashi might say it, most cities are like this, right? Rashi says, lo krach v'lo kfar. It's neither one. It's right in the middle there. It's that perfect size. The mifka mikrach, it's not a krach. Umifka mikfar, it's not a kfar either. It's right in the middle there. So those people, maybe there's some kind of meat they'll buy. Tanik, if I said Rav Chista, we have a bride that supports this. Haresha hayapito afui. The bread was baking. Utavacha tavuach. And the meat was cooking. Vizayayin mazak. And the wine was being diluted. Vinasan mayamagabi basar. And you already watered the meat. Umeiz aviv shalchasan uyum shalkala. And then the parent died. Machnisan es ames lechadar. You bring the mace into the room, in the other room. Vizachasan vizakala lechuppa. Uboel beilas mitzvah. Right? Uporish, you stop. Then you have the Shiva.
So if his wedding was Wednesday, even if, let's say, pairing the food on Monday, you can still push it off 2 days of burial? Or just only the Dafgadzei?
Pushing it off, I don't know. For Chalosan Yomim, in all those days, Hu Yashin Bein Anashim, the Ishta Yashena Bein Anashim. He's with men and she's with women. The Chain also, Misha Pearson Ishto Nida. If the wife becomes a nida. This doesn't mean you're married for 5 years and your wife becomes a nida, that hu yashan ben anashim, for he yashan ben anashim. This is talking about you didn't have relations yet. You got married, you didn't have relations yet, and poof, she became a nida. Now you can't sleep with her. Normally you're allowed to sleep with your wife when she's a nida. Not with her. You can sleep in the same room, right? Not if you don't have relations. Why? Because we're afraid that the yetzar is too strong. So, the ein moni and takshitim and akala kol amad yom. But you don't make her take away the makeup for 7 days, right? For 30 days. Now, Ben Kachu Ben Kach, whether there's an ones here or not, that's what Rashi says, Ben Kachu Ben Kach, whether there's an ones here or not, Lo Yival, you cannot have relations, Lo Be'erev Shabbos, for Lo Be'matzah Shabbos. Not on Erev Shabbos, and not on Matzah Shabbos, for the first time. Okay?
Why?
We'll get to why. You'll see. Now, what's why not on Friday night and why not on Matzah Shabbos? It's really tomorrow's daf. Amar, Matzah Shabbos might be today, but I don't remember where we're stopping. Amar Mar, we just said, Hu Yashin Ben Anashim, Vehi Yashin Ben Ahanashim. Right? He stays with men, she stays with women. Messiah Leila of Yochanan. That actually supports of Yochanan. Amar of Yochanan. Afal Pi Sha'amru Ein Avelas B'moed. Even though it's true, there's no Avelas on Moed. There's no avelus when you're a chassan. It's the same thing, right? They go hand in hand, a chassan and a moed, right? Like by the tzaras. If the guy thinks he has tzaras, they won't check him on Erev Yontif. Enjoy Yontif, we'll bother you afterwards, right? Or a guy at the day of his wedding, he thinks he might have tzaras, you know, on behind his knee, in some closed area. All right, go have your wedding, we'll look at it afterwards. Same idea. Avol dvarim shel tzina noeg. But in private, you should hold a little bit. A little bit. No way, you should, right? Darish Rav Yosef Berei Derava Mishmei Derava Lo Shano Ela Shelo Baal Ishto. This is only true that what? That if your wife became a nida, you can't be with her. That you never had relations with her. Avol Baal Be Ishto Yishena Imo. But if you did, then of course you can stay with her. That happens every a woman becoming a nida is inevitable. It's not a bad thing. It happens. It's part of life. Of course you can stay together. You can stay sleep in the same room. There's rules, which you're going to see right now. A lot of rules. V'acha, over here, dibibala skinan. Here, they did have relations.
After the chuppah.
After the chuppah, right? So why the v'hu yashan ben anashim, v'hi yashena ben hanashim? So why do they have to sleep together? Why do they have to be separated? So the Gemara says, no. Ki kamar apirsa ishtonida. Now that was said on the nida part. You asked me in the beginning, do they really have to be separated? No, that's only by Anita.
Nida and
Avelis
are separate?
Not Avelis. Anita. Right? Right. Right? Because Rabbi Yosef made a statement. What did Rabbi Yosef say? No, the only thing I have to separate from your wife is if you never had relations. Because then we're afraid the Yetzer is too strong. So then, why in our case we let them have relations? Then why do we separate them? Right, in the case of the avelos, why do we separate them? We started off the daf saying we separate them. Why? According to him, that relation, why we separate them. No. Ki kamar appears to ishtu nida. No. That was only said on the nida. Only the nida has to separate. In a chanami, the chasen and kala, when there's an avelus issue with this whole crazy case, do not have to separate.
At all?
At all.
Even after they borrowed the first time?
That's the only time it applies, right? If they had bia,
right?
Then the brice is set on top. They have to separate. No, they don't. Only if it's a nida, you have to separate. What does it mean? Only if it's a nida, you got married.
Yeah.
Your wife became a nida. You never consummated the marriage. You never were with her. Now you have to separate. Why? Because you never had relations, and we're afraid the Yetzer is too strong. But if you had already, it's okay. The problem with that answer is it said v'chein ketani. It said who has to separate? A man and a woman when they had relations and then one of them had became an oval. And also a nida. What do you mean also a nida? According to him, it's only a nida. Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers. Hachi ka'amar. No. This is what it means. This is what we meant to say. V'chein. Mi shepirso ishto nida. Also, by the way, in a situation where a woman became a nida, before you were able to have relations with her, v'lo baal, and you never had relations with her, hu yashim ben hanashim, v'ishto yashena ben hanashim. Okay? Now, okay?
So what does it mean, v'chein?
What?
Same answer. How did I answer it?
I said it wrong. By avelus, even if you had relations, you have to separate. But by nida, you didn't have relations, you have to separate. Okay? Which means that avelus is more machmir than nida. Right? Up on top, what did it say? Go back to the top line. Ubal mitzvah be'ilas mitzvah, uporesh, v'norek shiriz yimei mishta, v'yachach no shiriz yimei avelus, v'chol osan ayamim, hu yashim ben hanashim, v'yishen ben hanashim. It doesn't say one word about nida up there. It doesn't say a word. By avelus, to have relations, they have to separate afterwards. Then, down in the page, there was another brisa mentioned over here, right? It was to support what he said. And then it threw in there, v'chein, also a nida. That's where you never had relations. Right? That's where you never had relations. So what do you see from here? You see from here that nida is more makel. I'm sorry, yes, than avelus. Avelus is more machmer. Because nida, once you have relations, you can stay together. But not by avelus. Right? Now,
this is really an apples
and oranges. As a side note, Rabbi Yosef asked a question. Rabbi Yosef made a statement. If you had relations once, you don't have to separate.
By neither.
No, that's what he said. He made a statement. So they asked him, what are you talking about? It said that a chasen and kala have to separate. So he answered, no, that separating part was only going on the neither. But it said also a neither. So he changed it around that it only goes on the neither part. So he's arguing on that. But putting him aside, it did say that if the chasen and kala have relations, they have to separate. A nida, if you have relations, you don't have to separate. So what do you see? That avelus is more machmir than hilchas nida. Okay, the problem is it's not true. Okay, ready? Lememra da avelus kala le minida, that avelus is more makel than nida? Is that right?
No,
color. Yes, it's more makel.
Why? You have to separate.
How is it more makel?
The question.
Huh?
It's a question.
No,
we just have to finish saying that.
Separate by customer, by avelus.
Oh, I'm sorry. What it means is like this. Why do we do that? Why are we more machmer by avelus? Even after that relation, they still can't be together. Why are we more machmer by avelus? The answer is because it's light in people's eyes. So therefore, we have to be more machmer. That's what I'm saying.
That was the case.
Right. Nida, everyone's afraid of that. So you don't have to be so machmir. They can stay together. Nothing's going to happen.
Right?
So now, lememra de avelus kila le me nida, that avelus is more light in people's eyes, which made us be more machmir than nida. The amar of Yitzchak bar Chanina, amar of Huna, kal malachos she'isha ose labayla, any malacha that a wife does for a husband, nida ose labayla. A nida also can do for her husband. Cook dinner, right? I don't know, makes the beds, whatever she does. There's a few things she can't do, which we're going to say. Right? Chutz, except for the following items. Now, many of this is halacha l'maisa, most of it is hachakos. These are non-bedroom hachakos. Right? These are non-intimate hachakos. So, all the parameters of them, you can go look them up and see what to do with them. So the following things a woman doesn't do for her husband. It doesn't say that a man doesn't do it for a wife. Right? What can a wife do for her husband when she's an Ida? Chutz mi mezigas hakos. She can't pour him a cup. Why? It's unduly intimate to do such a thing. Or v'atzas hamita. Or making a bed. It doesn't really mean making a bed. It's drawing down the bed. It's a whole discussion about what all these things are. Next, v'achatzas panav yad v'raglav. She will bathe him. Especially his face, hands and feet. Or the ilu gabe avelus tana. What does it say by avelus? What does it say by avelus? Afal pisha amru ein adam rishai lokuv as ishto lios kocheles v'lios posekes. Even though a man can't force his wife to put on makeup when she's an oval, can't do that. But ms amru, we did say mosgin lokos. She can make him pour him a drink. Umatzas lo amita, and she can make his bed. Umachetzas yo part of yad of raglav, and she can wash his feet and hands and face. So what do you see? We're more makel by avelus.
We're less worried,
right? So the Gemara answers lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan the brisa that said that an ovel cannot be with his wife. That's Ba'avelus di day. That's when he's an oval. Kan, this brisa that said that the wife can do all the household chores for the husband. That's avelus di da. That's when she's an oval. What's the difference? Says Rashi, in the Rashi of Kan, ba'avelus di day. La'olam avelus kilinida. Really, avelus is more light than nida. People look at it less severe. So, which is why I'm a warm achmer. Really, that's really the case. Vahani masnisen hachi mitartan. And now we're going to explain. Ha diktani le'el hu yashan bein hu anashim. When do we say that they can't be together? Bavelas didei. That's by his avelas. But he's an oval. Why? Vahach, and here, vahach diktani mozeges, lo. But when can a wife do household chores? That's bavelas didakoi. That's when she's an oval. What's the difference? Dikatani. Ain't adam rishai lokuf. You can't force your wife to put on makeup, but you can force her to pour you a cup of wine, right? Alma, what do you see? Bavelas dida, when she's an oval, kaiminon, it's established, right? We see. She ain't a road to lacho v'lapel. She doesn't want to put on makeup. She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to.
That's the kicker.
Right? She doesn't want to. V'hainu taima demozgos. And this is why we let her pour a cup for him. The im is gaber yitro alav. If he gets interested in her, kivon da avelas dida. Since she's an oval, she's an avela. Who? She's not going to listen to him. Get away from me. I'm an oval now. What do you want? What's the matter with you? You can't wait a week. Get away from me. A man doesn't have that willpower. So when a man's sitting shiva, he has to separate. And when a woman's sitting shiva, she doesn't have to separate. She can duel. Yeah, because if he makes a move on her, she'll say, get away from me, I'm an oval. Right? She has the power to do that. That's why there's a difference between him and her. Really, we are afraid that people belittle avelus. Which is why we're getting more machber. Only for the men. Only for the men we have to be more machber. For women, we don't have to be. Right? Good? Now, the only problem with that is, it says, v'ha'avim shalchasen o'imah shalakala katani. But it said you have to separate them, even if the mother of the kala dies. Meaning, even if the kala is sitting shiva, you do separate them, right? So the Gemara answers, no, not on that. Ki ketani, when was that said about? That was said ashaira on the other things, like what? Like moving the mace out of the room. That applies to both. But the actual Isser of Yichud only applies if he's sitting Shiva. Why? Because if she's sitting Shiva, he'll never make a move because she'll rebuff him. Okay?
Therefore, that situation we had before, when she's in Avelis, they don't have to separate it.
Exactly.
It's only when he's in Avelis.
It's exactly. Now the Gemara asks, Umi Shani ben Avelis di day, the Avelis di da, is there such a difference? Vatanya, but we learned, Misha meis chamav o chamaso, if somebody lost his mother-in-law or his father-in-law, meaning his wife is sitting Shiva, right? He can't make her put on makeup. I want you looking your best. So leave me alone, I'm another. Right? He can't force her to do that. Ella, but, kofa mitaso, vinoig, not only that, ella kofa mitaso, vinoig ima avelos. He puts his bed down, and he holds avelos with her, like her. Like he's sort of, you know, we have that many times in a house. The husband doesn't sit and watch TV, and she's sitting in the other room sitting Shiva. People don't do that. Right? They have a little bit of avelos on behalf of their spouse, if they like them. Right? V'chein, also, he, the wife, shemeis chameha o chamosa. If her in-laws died, oh, why do I say it in such a funny way? Why do I say it in such a backwards way? She, her mother-in-law died, her father-in-law died, meaning her husband's sitting Shiva. Right? Eina v'shai lios kochelos v'lios pasekas. She also doesn't put on makeup. Ella kofa mitasa fenohegas imo avelus. She also sends, but she also, you know, goes through the motions of being an avelus, right? What do you see from here? That they're exactly the same. They're the same. You don't make all these distinctions. You see, they're the same, right? Okay. So the Gemara says you're right. Tani, we have to change that brisa. Change it to add the following line. You're right, in terms of you want to pretend that you're sitting Shiva and you shouldn't be watching television, 100%. Now, what happens when it's time to go to bed? Nobody watches television when they go to bed? Time to go to bed? What do you do? Tana, we should add. Ba'velis. Dida, bididei, hu yashem bein anashim, vishtashin bein anashim. Yeah, and if it's a bed, and if he's sitting Shiva, they have to separate. You're right, exactly what we said. And if she's sitting Shiva, you don't have to separate, because if he gets interested in her, she'll get time to get away.
Right. How about like two
bedrooms? Do you go to
the couch?
Or
do you go to actually the men's dorm?
What?
Where's he going? The men's dorm?
He goes to the hostel, to the youth hostel, right? To the men's, to the men.
He's going to the
couch
where
he always goes. Ha! One second. You can't say that. And also, right? It said if he's sitting Shiva, right, and also good. If it. So yeah, the question is, kind of cash is that? Ki ketani, aki cholu perka. Yeah, that's talking about the makeup. In neither case does she wear makeup. Right? Okay. Va'imo ketani, but it says she's with him. My love, doesn't that mean imo b'mita, in the same bed? No, that's not what it means. Lo, imo b'bayis. It means in the house. Ki da amar le, Rav Chia, berei, like Rav Chia told the son, his wife was sitting Shiva. So Rav Chia told the son, Rav Chia's son's wife was sitting Shiva, right? She said, bi'apa, in front of her, no egave lusa. You should hold like you're a novel. But below Appa, not in front of her, low Tinagavus, you don't have to do that. So in other words, if you're home in the house, yes, you shouldn't be doing things that Avelim can't do. And if you go outside, you go to work, you can go to work, you're not a novel, your wife is in Shiva. You are, you're not. You have to run into the office for a minute, you can do that. Only in front of her you should be like that. Right? So it doesn't mean in the bedroom, it means in the house. Okay.
I have a note here from last time. The Ramah says we should not do this. We shouldn't be misabel with the Avela. Ramah said on this.
Why not?
But still,
you're
now. Now, Rav Ashi gives a second answer to the question we started off with. Is it really true that people treat avelas less than nida? Right? Why? Because on the one hand they can't be together, But on the other hand, a woman's a nida can't pour drinks for her husband, but when a woman's sitting shiva, she can. So what's the pshat on that? So Ravashi Amar, no. Mikam adamet avelusa dahacha la avelusa da alma. You can't compare a case where the avelus stam, someone lost a parent, and when someone loses a parent on the morning of their wedding. Not the same thing at all. Why? Avelusa da alma, when it comes to a normal case of avelus, chamir. We're very machmir. Avelus is a serious situation. Velo asi lezilusa day. No one's going to come to be mezalvalit. People just lost a parent. They're in no mood to go looking for shortcuts. They're in no mood for that. Avelus dahacha, but avelus over here, given the akilu be rabbanon, since the rabbanon were makel, the rabbanon were makel. Where were the rabbanon makel? They let them have relations. They let them, right? Asilus lose day. It could lead to be more zilzel. Ah, that we have to separate them. We have to separate them. You hear that?
But it's not even avelus.
What? What do you mean? The guy died. They said, okay, the father died. Okay, move the body to the other room. Go have a chuppah right now. Then go have relations. And then we'll have to share.
Right.
And the guy, what's going on? My father just died.
So for 2 weeks they're
avelus. Right. So what a guy could think, yeah, it's not such a big deal. Normally, avelus is people take it very seriously. The whole thing is watered down. Since it's watered down, we don't let them sleep together. My kula, what's the kula? Ilema diktani boel ilas mitzvah poresh. What's the cooler? That they can have relations? That's what I just said? No, that's not it. Hasam mishum delo chal olav avelus. There is no avelus. Why is there no avelus?
Because
they didn't bury him yet. Right? Il Rabbi Elazar atchiyatze petach habayis. It was Rabbi Elazar when you leave the house. And il Rabbi Yoshua atchistam avolel. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, when does avelus begin? When you put up the stone. Whatever that means exactly. It's a burial. Basically, it's a fancy way of saying burial. Ella, that can't be the pshat. So what is the pshat? Ella, diktani, noeg, shivitsi mea mishnah, vachakas, noeg, shivitsi mea avelus. No, you know what the problem is? Because you're having shevet brachas now. What kind of crazy situation is this? So right away, we're having every night, a different party, right? So right away, the whole concept of avelus got watered down. He's not so vigilant. So there's a chashash that he might want to be with his wife. So we don't let them be together.
Dumb question. Didn't she also need it after the first night?
Yeah. It's a separate kasha. It's a good kasha. Huh?
Different kasha.
It's a different kasha.
It's a deraisa. Well,
what's a deraisa?
Chill out.
Yeah.
The first night's
Durabana.
What? Sure.
Like the first night's
Okay. No, we're not talking about, we're talking about relations.
Right.
So what means the Durabana?
The question
is,
the first night
can
be with the wife. That's just a
durabana. Right, it could be, right. So the truth is, we're going to get... What?
So it's a velus.
It's a velus?
No, it's a velus also durabana.
The truth is, over the next 2 days, the Gemara is going to answer your question. Because what if you didn't finish it the first night? And you can still keep on going, right? So the Gemara will give that answer. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good Shabbos.
Yeah.